standing like a tree. So let's begin by standing with your feet about shoulder width apart. Your feet are pointing straight ahead and parallel to each other, as though they were straddling train tracks. Place your attention very lightly and very, very gently on your feet, grasping the ground with your feet while keeping them elastic with the tip of your toes slightly extended. To imagine that your feet are dropping beneath the floorboards or into the ground. You're connecting with the magnetic core of the earth that's pulling you ever so slightly downwards, growing roots into the earth. Now imagine a golden string extending from your crown to the sky. See if you can experience a feeling that your head is floating above your neck, effortlessly suspended above your spine. Rolling your hips forward slightly as though you were sitting on the edge of a bar stool. This will straighten the spine in your lower back. Most people have a natural S-curve in their spine. One of the primary positions here is to reduce the curve of the spine as much as possible to open the flow of chi. This will occur over time by practicing finding the correct position for you. Now keep your knees slightly bent. Your knees should never be braced too straight, and they should never go beyond your toes too bent. Your knees are your body's natural shock absorbers. They absorb the shock of walking on any hard surface. If you lock your knees, you're jarring your lower spine, which increases back pain and the chances of injuring your lower back. Your shoulders by just telling them to relax. Try not to arch your back like you're standing to attention, nor round your upper back, making your chest slightly concave. Let your arms rest comfortably at your sides. Imagine a small pea-sized ball under each armpit to create a small space. In this practice, we're only concerned with keeping your arms and hands relaxed and loose. Let the palms of your hands face towards your hips. Because of the small space under your armpits, your hands will not touch the hips. Instead, they will hang about 2 to 3 inches. Keep your hips open. How can you relax and open your hips if they are compressed by gravity? To relax your hips, you must use your mind. Imagine that your upper torso is gently lifted up and away from your legs, and that you are creating more space in the hip joints. Allow all of the deep muscles that attach the hips to become warm, open, and pliant. Your eyes are open and should be looking straight ahead of you with the longest and widest possible gaze. Your eyes are soft and relaxed, not looking at anything in particular. Try not to squint or open your eyes too widely or stare too intensely. Imagine that you are both looking inside and outside. Use minimum effort. Imagine that you are standing so delicately that if a feather landed on your head, your knees would buckle under the weight of the feather. Place your tongue gently on your palate. Your mouth is lightly closed with the tongue touching the upper hard palate. This tongue position generates saliva, preventing your mouth from becoming dry. It also closes the gap between two major energy channels, one that ends at the palate, the other that begins at the tip of the tongue. Although chi can bridge this gap, by deliberately closing the circuit, you can help the chi current become stronger and clearer. Keep your belly relaxed. This is really important. If you pull your belly up or in to make it appear flat, when you tighten your abdomen, it interferes with your breathing and sexual pleasure. Relax your feet. Allow the weight to spread evenly through your feet, not leaning on your toes or heels or the inside or the outside of your feet. And keep your spine long. Your spine must be vertically erect. Use your mind to stretch it open and long. Imagine that your tailbone is anchored into the ground and that your head is lifting gently away from it, as though being pulled upwards from your crown, like a puppet on a string. Or imagine that your vertebrae are beads on a string. The string is delicately stretched to eliminate excess slack. Now there is more space between each bead. And continue to breathe deeply and evenly.